Okay, folks, we'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And by listening to this call, you meet one of the qualifications. Hey, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and at 11 o'clock in the morning in Japan. I'm not sure what time it is in Alberta, Canada, but I know we have someone listening from Alberta, Canada tonight. Welcome to the call with us, okay? And you can come to this call every Sunday evening and expect to get information that's going to make a difference in your Ambit Energy business right now. And tonight is absolutely no exception. Now, you hear people on the call talking about being registered for Simulcast. Simulcast, January 13th, 2018. We're going to have a live event from Hartford, Connecticut, another live event from Dallas, Texas. Guys, you need to get to the live event if at all possible, but if you can't, you register for the big event, you can have it simulcast on your smartphone, smart TV, however you get to the internet, and you can be a participant of this event. You'll be able to register, and you'll count as a participant to the event and qualify for all of the bonuses for the attendees only. That's right. You'll also get to hear firsthand the announcements that Ambit Energy has. The word is there's an expansion coming in. You want to be a part of that. All right. So it's my pleasure to introduce to you our featured speaker for the evening. If you had the opportunity to go to Power Trip, you would know that this gentleman is one of the biggest givers in the business. And he's one of the best sources of knowledge of leadership and team building and building organizations of anyone I know in Ambit Energy, of course, but not only that, but probably the industry as a whole. Please welcome one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide, our founding national consultant and my friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call.
Hey, thanks, Bear. Appreciate that. And I tell you, I'm fired up this evening. I got on a call earlier tonight, Chuck Chance's call, had a bunch of people from all over the country. And for those of you that may not know it, I'm going to be doing a training on the, let's see, what day is that? The
November 18th?
Yeah, November 18th, which is this upcoming Saturday. It's going to be at the Houston Hilton Post Oak. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to start at 12:30. It's going to go to 4:30 in the afternoon. And that's the Hilton Houston Post Oak by the Galleria. For those of you that are familiar with the Galleria, it's 2001 Post Oak Boulevard. It's being hosted by Leslie Miller and her husband, Pierre. I'm excited about it. And basically what I'm going to train on is a blueprint for your success. We're going to pull out pen and paper, and we're going to go through what it takes to be successful in this business. And I hope if you're not in the area that you can have somebody in your team attend. You can go to brianmcclure.eventbrite.com. Tickets are only $15. We're going to pay for the expenses of the room, of course, out of the proceeds. We're going to take all the rest of the money and give it to Hurricane Harvey victims right there in Houston, Texas. So double-edged sword, we're going to do some good for Ambit, hopefully do some good for that devastated area, Houston, Texas, Hurricane Harvey. There's still just a whole bunch of people that are hurting there, trying to get back in their homes and so on and so forth. So it's the first time I've done a four-hour training like this in probably years. I said on the call earlier, it's probably be my last one in Houston, might be the last one ever doing Ambit Energy. Haven't done it in 3 or 4 years and just don't have the time to do them real often. So Leslie asked me to come. Hadn't been in Houston in 3 or 4 years, probably 4 years, and so I told her I'd be glad to and do some good for the hurricane victims at the same time. So I hope that you can make it out. It's going to be a barn burner. It's going to be a great one. And about tonight, first off, thanks everybody for coming to Power Trip. We've got Power Trip all set for the spring. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com if you haven't registered. Tickets to the VIP breakfast get your VIP ticket. They're discounted right now. Those always sell out. I know we sold close to a couple hundred already, probably got 100 or so to go, so that'll sell out here in next month or so. It won't sell out tonight, obviously, but I would encourage you, ambitpowertrip.com. It's in Dallas, Texas. The dates are up on the site as well, so I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, we've got simulcast in January. You can go on your Power Trip, Power Zone, rather, and get registered for that. And I'll tell you about whether it's seeing me next Saturday in Houston or simulcast or Power Trip in the spring in Dallas. I can tell you, people will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. And if you want your team to attend, if you want to get people on your team to attend, then you need to attend yourself. That's just the way it works. Very rarely can you tell somebody, oh, yeah, you need to go to that. And, you know, oh, well, I can't make it because of this or that. You know, sometimes people do it. But if you really want to explode your numbers in this business, it's about getting to impending events and getting, more importantly, your team to impending events. So we've got a lot of exciting stuff going on in Ambit. We've got the opening that just happened in Alberta, Canada. I know a lot of people from the United States have gone up to Alberta and put some nice numbers into their respective businesses in Alberta. Things are going well there. Japan continues to literally explode with excitement and with numbers and just things I don't think could have gone any better for the launch of Japan. You know, you're always going to hit a little few bumps on the road. We did in every state we opened in the United States, including the first one in Texas, and we have in Japan, we have in Canada, and we will in the next market, the next market, the next market. The good news is that Ambit gets it all fixed very, very quickly, and once it gets fixed, we just keep on charging. And there's just some exciting, exciting things. Simulcast will have some new announcements on expansion. Not sure where that's going to take us next, but this is what I know. Work locally, think globally. Your business will grow all over the globe. You know, you think about the power of having somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody getting your business in Japan. And as people in Japan are turning on lights, watching television, cooking, doing what they do, refrigerators plugged in, et cetera, burning electricity next month, next year, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, paying for it in Japanese yen or Canadian dollars. Company does the conversion, automatically deposits in your checking account. You've got an international marketing company on a public utility that's unconsciously purchased and habitually used. You don't need to know how electricity works in Alberta, Canada, or Japan. You don't need to know how it works in the next country or the next country. All you need to do is go to work, and it'll happen for you and your family. It's an exciting time in Ambit Energy, and I reflect back to the beginning of Ambit Energy. When we were in Texas only, electricity only, of course, natural gas is not deregulated in Texas, for those of you that don't know that. And we started in Dallas and Houston. We weren't even statewide, and very quickly opened up to the entire state, and off we went. You know, a fraction of 1% of the market, we went out there and we bumbled and stumbled. And of course, in Texas, we had to mail out our own bills. Japan's the only other market that we do that in, but we had to mail out our own bills. So there was, you know, that learning curve and so on and so forth. Next, we went to New York City, and then the third market was natural gas, and outside in the suburbs of Chicago and Illinois. And 4.5 years later, we opened up Baltimore, Maryland, Baltimore Gas and Electric. And, you know, think about that run. 4.5 years it took us to do electricity in Texas. We were in 3 of the 6 incumbent areas in New York. We did natural gas only in the suburbs of Chicago. And we opened up 4.5 years after the launch here in Texas. We opened up Maryland. You know, and you look at what's happened, you know, just from May, you know, let's talk just from May of this year, okay? So we're not even talking a year. We're talking a matter of months. We open up 84 million consumers in the country of Japan. We open up commercial in Ohio. We open up Alberta, Canada, parts of Alberta, Canada, the province of Alberta, Canada, with, you know, I believe it's 1.2 million gas customers and a little better than 200,000 electricity customers. That's just in a matter of months, folks. You know, I think about in the beginning and the incredible growth we had, and you know, of course, our third year in the business, we hit the Inc. 500 as the fastest growing privately held company in America, and you know, we were in three markets and only partially deployed in two of those three markets, and in one market for gas only. And we were the fastest growing privately held company in America. And here over the last, you know, 7 or 8 months, we've gone to the country of Japan. We've gone to the country of Canada. We've opened up and expanded in our commercial services in the United States. It's an incredible march that this company is on. And the question that you have to ask yourself is, how much of that do I want? How big of a piece of this pie do I want? You know, 75 million consumers in the U.S. as we talk on this call tonight, 84 million consumers in Canada, and, you know, about 1.5, if you count the electricity and natural gas, or 1.2, whatever it is, consumers for our start in Japan, which is deregulated on a province-by-province basis, just like it is here in the United States on a state-by-state basis. So, you know, the opportunity is there. So, you know, you go, well, what's wrong with me? You know, what's wrong with my business? What is it that I'm not doing right that all these leaders that are making the big bucks in Ambit are doing? Let me point out a couple of things, and this is an exercise for you to look in the mirror. In fact, if you're on this call and you're by your bathroom, or you're in front of a dresser with a mirror, or maybe you got a mirror on the wall or the back of your closet door, wherever it is, maybe just go sit and look at the mirror and listen to this call as you look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself a couple of questions. You know, if my organization did Ambit the way I did Ambit this past month, how big an organization would I have in Ambit? You know, in other words, you can get on calls like this. You can attend trainings. Those are all very, very important. You know, you can read the articles. You can get on Facebook. You can, you know, get in Power Zone. You can do all those things. But the bottom line is, if you're not eyeball to eyeball with somebody, if you're not showing somebody the business, if you're not sharing the business with somebody, whether it be electronically or eyeball to eyeball, whether it be in a coffee shop or be in somebody's home or be at a hotel meeting, if you're not sharing the Ambit opportunity with somebody new that's excited, then the bottom line is you're not growing your business. You know, we have a very, very simple four-step system. Step number one is make a written list. The majority of people on this call do not have a written list. Oh, yeah, they've got names and numbers in their telephone, and they've got the PTO or the PTA list or the Little League list. They've got the church, synagogue, temple list. They've got lists in their life, but they haven't taken the time because they haven't thought that it was necessary to make a list of everybody they know, and that list be their Ambit Energy list, whether it be written on it in a spiral notebook like Esther Spina does, or whether it be on index cards like I do, or whether it be in an Excel spreadsheet like others do. It doesn't matter what format that written list is in, but it's a written list of everybody you know, and you don't pre-qualify the list. You literally put everybody you know on the list. So step one is a written list, and what I've found is the vast majority of people on Ambit Energy don't have a written list. They talk around a written list. Oh, yeah, well, I know who I'm going to call. A written list. I mean, I'm talking about a written list. And that written list is dynamic. You're adding names to it. You're subtracting names to it constantly. This is not a one-time exercise. You know, that's the other thing that people do with the written list is they sit down, they make a written list of 25, 50, 100 names, whatever it may be. They say, okay, check mark, did my written list, and they put it aside, and they call whoever they remember to call, and that's it. They're never adding names to the written list. They're never taking names off the written list. I think it's a one-time functional check-off thing, and it's not. It's a dynamic list. It's working. You constantly have it with you. You know, when I'm sitting here watching TV at night, which isn't too often, or you know, driving around, one of the reasons I use index cards is I'll think of people. You know, I'll drive by, you know, a sign, for example, says taxidermy, you know, for the finest taxidermy in town, call Mark's Taxidermy and a phone number or something. And I'll say, doggone it, I know such and such who's a taxidermist. I'm constantly engaged. You know, you don't go out to work ambit, you just work ambit when you go out. I'm constantly engaged, talking to people. What do you do? Blah, 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 blah. You know, trying to gather names and telephone numbers, trying to add people to the written list. And when people say no, you take them off the written list. So, again, you know, I'll never forget Esther Spina one time came to one of the trainings, and she brought a notebook, spiral notebooks, you know, the kind you buy when you go back to school at a quarter a piece, you know, and they were about that thickness, so they weren't big, thick things. And she showed that all the names that she had crossed off and pages she had ripped out, and then when she got close to the end of one of the notebooks, because she had worked it so much, she just took the name, started a fresh notebook, and did it all over again. And, folks, she must have had 25 notebooks, probably 25 notebooks she was holding, saying, these are all my notebooks since the beginning of the start of Ambit Energy. See, the reason she became a top 10 income earner is she sold out to the system. And more importantly, she didn't think about it. She worked it. You know, she made the written list. So, number one, step one is you got to make a written list that's dynamic. You keep changing it. Over time, you keep adding and deleting names. Number two is the invitation. Not to invite people to join, but invite people to take a look at the business. Now, I'm a big believer that the best way to get somebody to look at the business initially is electronically. Why? Because it duplicates. If they decide to get in the business and they want to get started, you say, well, you do the same thing I did. You call people up and you get them to look at the video, just like I did with you. And they go, oh, okay, great. Now, if you start them some other way and then you say, well, the best way to start them is to get them to look at the video first, well, that's a disconnect because that's not what you did with them. So even though after they look at the video, that might end up in a Starbucks coffee shop meeting, or it might end up, you and your sponsor or you and your upline going and meeting with them. It might end up with them coming to an in-home or a hotel meeting. It might end up with an eyeball second showing of the business. But I'll tell you this, the more times somebody sees the business, whether it's live or electronic, the higher the probability is that they'll get into the business. So the invitation, and this is a very important distinction, the invitation is not an invitation to join. You know, people think they call somebody up on the phone, they're trying to get them to join Ambit Energy. No, 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 no. All you're trying to do is get them to look at Ambit Energy. Huge distinction, big rookie mistake most people make. You know, hey, John, just want to get your opinion. It's probably something you're not interested in, but I've started a new business. I'd like you to take a few minutes to look at the video. Give me your thoughts on it. If it is something you're interested in, I'd be glad to talk to you about it. But if it isn't, maybe you could refer some other people to me. You know, it's really important, John, because I'm really working hard to take care of the kids' college fund. You know, I'm a little behind on that. It's tough with me working at the post office for me to put enough money aside. And so this is for my kids' college fund. And I'm not asking you to join. All I'm asking you to do, John, is take a look. You see, what I understand is if you take that pressure off of them, they don't think it's one of those pyramid schemes, or you're not trying to get them to join something that they're not interested in joining, and you get them to look. When they look, for a lot of people, it'll kick in. They'll go, oh, well, I am interested in that. That it really seems exciting. So number one is the written list. Number two is the invitation to take a look. Number three is obvious. It's the presentation. Let the video do the work, you know. Go to your hotel meetings. Go to your in-home meetings. Bottom line is you're going to show them the business, okay? And then the fourth step, so you've got written list, invitation, presentation. That's actually showing them the business. And I want you to think about those first two. The probability or the possibility of enrolling somebody into the business in those first two is almost non-existent. If all you ever did was make a written list, you're not going to enroll anybody in to join you as a business partner in Ambit Energy. If all you did was make a written list and invite people to take a look and no one took a look, you're not going to enroll anybody in Ambit Energy either. So the possibility of enrollment of a new consultant in your Ambit Energy business in step one, written list, and step two, invitation, is almost non-existent. The possibility of enrollment in your Ambit Energy business only happens at presentation, the third step. And then to increase the probability that they'll enroll in your Ambit business, step four is validation. Now, what do I mean by validation? Validation is simply when somebody's looked at the business and you validate the business for them. So they're going to have questions. So one of the biggest ways we validate the business, we put them on a three-way call with an upline, sideline, sponsor, somebody of a higher power, somebody who doesn't know them. You see, psychologically, if you work at the post office with the person you're trying to bring into the business, they know you don't know anything about the energy business. So when you put them on the phone with somebody that, you know, isn't an expert in the energy business, maybe they're in the business and they're a school teacher or a nurse or a salesperson or, you know, a clerical worker, whatever they are, but that person doesn't know them as that. They know them as an expert in the energy business. So from a psychological perspective, you put somebody on a three-way call to validate, answer their questions. It's a lot better than you trying to answer their questions themselves. Another way to validate the business is take them to the hotel meeting. Get them to meet like-minded people, maybe people from the same vocation as they're in. You're going to take them to that hotel meeting. They're going to see the business presentation again. You're going to introduce them to successful people. They're going to hear people stand up and say, hey, I'm such-and-such and senior consultant from such-and-such city, and I'm an engineer, and I'm a teacher, and I'm a salesperson, and, you know, I'm a nurse, and, you know, all these different vocations, and all of a sudden it's the way to plant in their mind that anybody can do this business. And so validation comes in a lot of different ways. You know, you validate people by bringing them to event. You know, you're working somebody as a prospect, bring them to simulcast. You know, there's a lot of different ways to validate. One of the best validation tools that we have is the Success From Home magazine. You know, if you don't have some Success From Home magazines, and using the Success From Home magazine creates incredible credibility in that magazine, you're going to point out like-minded people, you know, whether it be ethnic background, race, vocation, whatever it is, gender, whatever it is, you're going to point out people in there that person can relate to. That's why there's so many different backgrounds and ethnic, vocational, gender, young, old, you know, all different types in there for you to use that as a validation tool. And then you're going to get an answer. You're going to go, yes, I want to do the business. No, I don't want to do the business. If they don't want to do the business, the probability is that they'll become your customer, and that's where you get your customers. And then you continue to do that over and over and over again. So if you're looking in that mirror and you're going, hey, you know, how come my business isn't building the way I want it to build? Ask yourself, when's the last time you got somebody to presentation? Because it's only at presentation that the possibility of enrollment exists. Let me quickly tell you the difference between recruitment and enrollment. Recruitment is the physical act of signing somebody up on the website. That's when they're going to go to your website. They're going to put in their name, address, telephone number, their credit card information. They're going to agree to the policies and procedures. They're going to click submit, and they're going to get a C number. That's the act of enrollment. That's the physical task of signing somebody up and getting them, pay their fee, and get them on as a consultant. That's the act of recruitment, rather. The act of enrollment is finding out what somebody wants and showing them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. Let me say that again. If you want to know the key to this business, it's find out what somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. Somebody's behind on the college fund. Somebody doesn't think their car is going to make it to work much longer. Somebody wants to get out of an apartment into a home. Somebody has an elderly parent that needs to get into a nursing home, financially can't afford it. You know, whatever their why is, if you can show them how Ambit Energy is going to achieve that why for them, what will happen is they'll get involved in Ambit Energy. So the active enrollment is emotionally attaching Ambit Energy for that person to why they're doing the business. The active recruitment is the mechanical, logical, this is what I've got to do to get my C number to begin to get started in the business. You know, you want to enroll people in the business. Now, sometimes you'll recruit them. Sometimes they'll just go to your website and sign up, you know. But after you recruit them or they recruit themselves in rare instances, then what you need to do is go through the process of enrollment. Why is it that you're doing the business, John? What can I do? Because what's going to happen is John's going to get involved in your business. I'm just going to use the college fund as an example. So he's enrolled in the fact that Ambit Energy is going to take care of his kid's college fund, okay? So he gets involved in the business. He's coming to the weekly meetings. He maybe promotes to RC. Life gets in the way, and he's hard to get hold of. You know, he's not doing much, so on and so forth. Well, if you call him up and try to motivate him to come back to the meetings or go to a big training, maybe this person's in Houston, so you're going to call him up this week. Hey, Brian McClure, the number one water walking guru of all of Ambit Energies, coming to the Houston Hilton Post Oak, you know, at 12:30 on Saturday. You got to come, blah, 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 blah. The probability is you're not going to get them to come to that training. You're not going to motivate them to do anything. I'm a big believer that we're not in the motivation business. We're in the empowerment business. But if you were to call them up and say, John, let me ask you a question. What did you find? And John goes, what are you talking about, Brian? What do you mean, what did I find? Well, you know, when you started this business a couple of months ago, you know, I told you that I was going to walk with you if you wanted to walk, run with you if you wanted to run, but that we agreed that the reason you were doing this business is to, you know, take care of your kid's college fund, and you've kind of been inactive. You haven't done much. I know you haven't made any money of late with Ambit Energy, and I was just wondering what you found that's going to take care of your kid's college fund. You know, that's going to stab them in the heart. That's going to hit them emotionally to where they say, well, I really haven't found anything. I've just been busy at work, this, that, and other things. Say, well, you know, work is what you've been doing for the last 20 years, John, and that's not going to take care of your kid's college fund. You know, oh, I'm busy with, you know, I got this project at the church. Well, John, I respect that. God first, family second, and I'm not telling you to quit the project at the church. But what I am telling you is that's not taking care of your kid's college fund. See, in other words, if you can emotionally tie back into why they're doing the business, the probability that they'll reengage in the business is much greater than if you try to motivate them to get them reengaged in the business. You know, there's so many different ways that you can build Ambit Energy, so many different blueprints for success. And, in fact, that's the name of my seminar in Houston this upcoming Saturday. You know, it's your blueprint for success. We're going to talk about some of the fundamentals of how to build a sales and marketing organization, but we're going to roll up our sleeves and actually have a start for a blueprint for success. And then one of the things that the leaders, Chuck Chance and Leslie Miller and other leaders in Houston, have asked me to do is a question and answer at the end. So if you ever come to Power Trip on Friday night, you know, Jerry and Chris sit up there. Of course, Chris not lately because he's been in Japan, but Jerry and Scranton here a couple of weeks back stood up there and just answered one question after another, after another, after another. We're going to do about an hour of that at this training in Houston. I'm excited about that. So I hope that you go to Brian McClure. That's an IBRIANMCCLURE, all one word, brianmcclure.eventbrite.com. Tickets are $15. All the extra proceeds after paying for the room are going to go to help hurricane victims. I hope that if you're anywhere close to Houston or you find it in your heart to come to Houston, starts at 12:30. You could actually catch an early plane in from Chicago or elsewhere and go to the training and fly back that night. I'm telling you, it'll be worth the price of admission, $15. I hope that you can make it. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. AmbitPowerTrip.com and register for Power Trip in Dallas. Get your VIP tickets before they're all gone. Get your group registered for both of those events. And then, of course, go in your back office and Power Zone and register for Simulcast. It's a must-do event, whether you do a home party or do a gathering in a hotel close to you, what are called watch parties, or you get yourself to Dallas or to Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut, to watch the two live venues in person. I'm telling you, don't miss a simulcast. Keep in mind at corporate events, you know, they give incentives for attendees that well offset the cost of the event. So you need to register, get yourself involved, get yourself engaged, fine-tune the business. You know, if I wanted to learn how to be a real estate agent, I might know a little something about real estate, but I'd have to go to school. I'd have to put my license with a broker. And what I would do is I would get up next to that broker, to the best agents in that office, and I'd learn all the little things that you don't learn in school about being a real estate agent. You know, it's the same thing in this business. You've never been in the direct selling industry. You want to snuggle up to somebody that does know what they're doing and get as much training, as much input, as much guidance, as much mentoring as possible. That's what impending events do. Whether it's one of the ones I mentioned on this call or it's something you're doing locally or whatever, you've got to pay the price. You got to pay to play. And the bottom line is there's no better place for you to secure your financial future, create financial freedom than in Ambit Energy. And you look in that mirror tonight, what you got to decide is, am I willing to pay the price? Because there is a price to pay. No one's ever gotten on this call Sunday night that I'm aware of and said, hey, this is easy. Whatever you know is you're going to be a gazillionaire in Ambit Energy. It takes hard work. It takes dedication. It takes a focus. It takes thick skin because you're going to run into the tough times. But if you're willing to do all that, you're going to walk stage one of these years as a top 50 income earner and have your financial dreams answered for your kids' kids. Incredible business, going global, expanding in the United States. We've got a fraction of the customer base in the areas that we're in. Unbelievable opportunity. You have to look in that mirror and decide whether you're going to take advantage of it for you and your family. Bear, with that, let's open it back up. Let everybody say good night.
Brian, thanks a lot for that call. Guys, and I got to tell you, that is a call that you're going to want to listen to again and again and again and make sure that everybody in your team get the fundamentals that Brian was talking about on this call. Here's how you do it. Go to topambitleaders.com. Hit the training tab, and then go to Sunday night calls. That's how you do it. Topambitleaders.com. Hit the training tab, and then go to Sunday night calls. Give us a day to get this one posted, but it's going to be there and certainly one to share. Want to thank Brian again for being on the call. Get registered for all of those events. I'm going to open up the line so that you can say thanks to Brian yourself. Here we go.